Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Imaginative, Toronto's own film and media arts festival, is on now through Sunday with Indigenous docs, films, exhibitions, and performances from around the world with both free and paid events. Check it out. But this week, I'm looking at three new movies, an arthouse comedy, a religious horror movie, and an action thriller. There's a devious mogul preparing his daughter to take over his business, a priest attempting an exorcism, and a professional assassin fighting to avenge her dad. The Phoenician Scheme, co-written and directed by Wes Anderson. Zsa Zsa Korda, played by Benicio del Toro, is the richest industrialist in the world. He amasses his millions by embarking on huge projects in developing countries using virtual slave labor. He's ruthless and cruel. He has sired a dozen kids whose names he can't even remember and whom he keeps locked up in a threadbare orphanage, except one. Liesel, played by Mia Threepleton, is a novice brought up in a convent who dresses like a nun but who has yet to take her vows. Korda is grooming her to take over his huge business interests after he dies, and attempts on his life, like poisons, bombs, and sabotaged airplanes, are routine part of his life. But he always seems to survive. And so he embarks on a grand scheme involving interconnected tunnels, waterways, and cornering global markets. But first, he must raise the money from potential investors. He takes Liesel along with him as he carries out his complex, corrupt plans. And accompanying them is Bjorn, played by Michael Cera, a Scandinavian tutor ostensibly hired to educate his kids, but instead who tags along on these journeys. But they face hostile business partners, revolutionary spies and assassins, quicksand, plane crashes, and other examples of disasters all along the way. Will his scheme be successful? Will Liesel learn to love him? And will he survive the final attempt on his life? The Phoenician Scheme is an arthouse comedy film, the latest in Wes Anderson's collection. It's stylized and formalistic, shot in almost two-dimensional geometric settings with precisely directed sequences. Combining social satire with silliness, it's wacky and always surprising. Consists of a series of segments as he checks off the list of the projects he plans as he swindles repeated capitalists out of their investments. The storyline is punctuated by repeated dreams or fantasies where Korda, in his near-death experiences, faces judgment in heaven, but always ends up back again on Earth. Threepleton is fun to watch as she gradually transforms from an avowed zealot to a lover of luxury as Korda replaces her rosary and semi-precious stones and her simple corncob pipe with an inlaid treasure from Cartier. Sarah is hilarious as the insect-loving tutor Bjorn, and Del Toro is sufficiently both grand and seedy to convey his anti-hero's character. Like all of Wes Anderson's films, many members of his stable of actors reappear in short, cute roles. Tom Hanks, Willem Dafoe, Bryan Cranston, Charlotte Gainsbourg, Richard Ayoade, Scarlett Johansson, Riz Ahmed, Bill Murray, and Benedict Cumberbatch, to name just a few. Some people are put off by Anderson's emphasis on style and form, which admittedly doesn't always work, but in this case, I think he's made a fine movie that's a pleasure to watch. The Ritual, co-written and directed by David Meidel, or Meidel. It's the late 1920s in a small town in Iowa, and Father Joseph Steiger, played by Dan Stevens, is mourning the death of his only brother. But his grief is interrupted by a young woman in his parish. Emma Schmidt, played by Abigail Cowan, says she is possessed by a demon. For many years, she's seen doctors and psychiatrists, but no one can explain her strange condition. So she's turned to the church to cure her, and says only an exorcism can free her from her very real torment. Now, this is unheard of, but the ritual has been approved by the local bishop along with an expert in demonic possession who's coming their way right now. So Father Theophilus Reisinger, played by Al Pacino, is a shaggy-haired little monk who wears a cowl and talks like Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof, but he knows the practice of exorcisms inside and out. Along with a bevy of assorted nuns to help out, the ceremony begins. Emma is tied to the bed. As her body writhes, she pukes pea soup and breaks out in weird rashes. The furniture flies around the room as she curses in five languages. But can they exorcise this demon before it consumes her and drags her to hell? The Ritual is a horror movie that supposedly reenacts an actual historic event, the performance of an exorcism in the U.S. The script is based on documents from that actual era. Thing is, it's also the inspiration for William Friedkin's iconic film, The Exorcist, and the novel by William Peter Blatty that it was based on. This version has atrocious writing, painful acting, and cheap-ass special effects. Fear and grief is conveyed basically by actors covering their hands with their faces with their hands and rubbing them back and forth, going, oh, oh. The whole movie is shot in extreme close-ups using a handheld camera that jiggles enough to make any viewer feel nauseous. Although the chapters of each ritual is documented in order, there is minimal difference from one to the next. It isn't even vaguely scary. It's more boring than anything else. It feels like a Sunday school sermon more than a horror movie. Al Pacino, Dan Stevens, these are famous actors. What are they doing in this dreadful movie? They must really be desperate. The obvious question is, what possessed the filmmakers to attempt to retell a story that's already been told so well? What a clunker this one is. Ballerina, directed by Len Wiseman. Eve, played by Ana de Armas, is a little girl raised by her father in a hidden palace somewhere in Eastern Europe. She is kept hidden from the rest of the world for her own safety until a man named the Chancellor, played by Gabriel Byrne, tracks her down, kills her father, and takes her away. All she has left to remember her dad by is a music box, snow globe, with a dancing ballerina inside. So she's immediately enrolled in a school run by the director, played by Angelica Houston, a cruel teacher in the tradition of the Rusca Roma, who trains her girls to endure the pain of classical ballet dancing. More important, they also learn how to kill their adversaries using fists, kicks, knives, or any other dangerous objects at hand. Upon graduation, only those with true bloodlust are farmed out across the globe as killers to hire. And Eve is the top of her class. She becomes a highly successful as an assassin. But she has another hidden agenda: vengeance for the death of her father and sister. Her relentless search leads her finally to a picturesque alpine village filled with jolly bakers and wood carvers. The women have blonde braids and rosy cheeks, while the men happily quaff steins of Pilsner. Unfortunately, everyone in the village, I mean everyone, is a trained killer. And they happen to belong to a criminal outfit in an uneasy truce with the clan that she works for. Can she find her father's killer and escape the village alive? Ballerina is an action thriller about a young female assassin out for vengeance. It's a spin-off of the John Wick franchise with many of the same recurring characters, including cameos by Keanu Reeves as John Wick himself. The plot is simple, and the script has relatively few lines. What it does have, though, is fighting, and lots of it, which it does really well, whether hand-to-hand or using hand-to-hand or using enormous lethal weapons. The fight choreography is skillful and creative. It's ballet. And I liked Ana de Armas as the protagonist, enough that if there were another Ballerina movie, I'd watch that one too. This is a good action thriller. Ballerina and The Ritual both open this weekend in Toronto, and The Phoenician Scheme expands across Canada. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, The Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.